The first reading today, St. Paul, in speaking to Timothy, talks about how Timothy has watched everything that St. Paul had done. He followed his doctrine, his conduct, his way of life, all the different things. Then he talks about the fact of his persecution. And he doesn't just tell Timothy that you have noted my persecution, you've watched me be persecuted, but he says everyone who wants to live a devout life in Christ will be persecuted. He didn't say some. He didn't say a lot. He said everyone who wants to live a devout life in Christ will be persecuted. We live in this whiny society that we don't think that we should be persecuted. We've got all these poor Protestant people who think they're going to get raptured out before there's any trouble. Can you imagine the absolute crisis of faith that these poor people are going to have when they don't get raptured out? Because God was supposed to keep them from any suffering. Show me one place in the Bible where it even hints at such a thing. And I will show you dozens that tell you that you're going to have to suffer. But we don't want that. We want the gospel of health and wealth. We want the gospel of ease and pleasure. We want the gospel of selfishness. That's not the gospel Jesus preached. It's not the gospel St. Paul preached. It's simply not the gospel. But it's a whole lot easier than listening to the real one. Unfortunately for us, St. Paul said, if anyone preaches to you a gospel other than the one that we preached, let him be anathema. Let him be condemned, because it's not true. It may be more pleasant, it may be more fun, but it's not true. So the question is, do we want the truth? Jesus told us, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Instead, what do? Oh, this guy scares me. Really? I scare you? Have you read the Bible? There's a lot more stuff in there that's pretty scary than what I'm standing up here telling you. Have you read what Our Lady said at Fatima? That's a whole lot scarier than what I've told you to. I mean, come on. Let's get real about what this is. And let's recognize the truth. We've got to reject the false gospel because it's false. And we've got to be able to accept the truth. And when St. Paul says, in an absolute sense, that everyone who is going to live a devout life in Christ will be persecuted, that's an absolute statement. And so on one hand, you can look at it and say, well, if I haven't been persecuted and I'm not being persecuted, then I must not be living a very devout life in Christ. Why doesn't Satan care that you're living your life the way you are? If he's leaving you alone, that's because you're not bothering him. If you're not irritating him, then that means you're not exactly pleasing the Lord. And if you're pleasing the Lord, then you're going to irritate Satan. And if you're going to irritate Satan and poke him in the eye, he's going to poke back. Surprise, surprise. So if we want to live the easy life, Jesus talked about it. He said, the way is smooth and it's easy. And many they are who are on that road that leads to perdition. But the way that leads to life, he said, is rough and it's narrow and very few are on it. So yeah, it's not real fun. It never has been. but I don't recall even once where our Lord told us, if you follow me, it will be fun. I don't remember him saying that anywhere. Nor did I read that in any of the apostles' writings. It'd be interesting. It's not necessarily fun. So we have to be able to look at it and ask the question, what do I really want? All too many of us want our cake and eat it too. We want to be able to have all the pleasures of life, and we want to go to heaven. That's not what Jesus said. So we have to be serious about this. We need to reject the lies and we need to accept the truth. So it's really that simple. And there really isn't anything to be afraid of, because if we're going to be living a devout life in Christ, that means we are with him and he's with us. So if we're going to be persecuted, he's going to be with us. He's going to give us the strength. He's going to give us the grace. He won't make it easy. You know, St. Paul got tossed in prison. He got whipped and beaten and shipped and stone-wrecked and all the different things. St. Peter was tossed in prison. Look at what happened to all of them. And we're going to sit back and say, well, God doesn't want any of that. God doesn't allow his faithful people to suffer. God doesn't want us to be persecuted. God wants us to be having an easy life. It's not what it says. So we need to take seriously what it is that we're about. Again, we don't need to be obnoxious. We don't need to try to irritate people. We don't want to see if we can get persecuted, because all we're going to do is be proud if that's the case. We just need to live it. Live a devout life in Christ. That's all St. Paul said. You don't even have to go out and preach it. You don't have to say a word. If you're living a devout life in Christ, you will be persecuted, period. So that's what we have to be about. And when it happens, praise God, because that means we're being purified so that we can love him even more and live an even more devout life in Christ. And if we do that, we're going to be persecuted even more, which again means that we can be more purified so we can love even more. So it's all good. And it all redounds to a greater praise and a greater love for God. That's what we're created for. That's what he wants. And if that's what we want, he's going to give us the means to be able to do it. So don't be afraid and don't run away. Just try to live a devout life. It'll come to you. And if it does, praise God and love him even more.